All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Project Review Q. Like to take calls the entire hour if we can, and chat about anything and everything. We did quite a few calls on the Homestead one today, so maybe do some current events or things of that as an idea. Thank everyone for keeping your PRQ subscriptions going. Lots of projects coming in. Thank you. Lots of ideas, suggestions. Helps the world tremendously. Distributing this information to our consciousness, collective consciousness, advances these projects as well as the coming events in your reality. So with that, let's see if I can get to the chat room and see if I have any callers. It's always a thrill to hear everyone's perspective, point of view in their lives, and look how much we've all changed and recognize ourselves more and more just by collaborating. And so it's my great honor to get to do this and collectively with you. So I'm just waiting for the phone lines to populate here. But one thing I wanted to share with you before we get going here is there was a legacy construction process that is very innovative that could help a lot of people be maybe more inspired when they do projects outside or on their homes or otherwise. And so a very long time ago, you used to do measurement with string, plumb and bobs, levels, and the creativity of it came from what we would probably call errors today. But because we used our heart when we did use these ancient tools to build, whether it's a nursery box or furniture, when it's created with what we might call imperfections, they actually become stronger because of the incentive, the inspiration to build the item. And so that's my great encouragement is look at means of measurement and control systems when we do construction. Just because we use rulers doesn't mean we have to continue using rulers. There's a lot of different ways to do it. I'll take the first call. Thank you. Bonita from Australia. Conceiving magnificent souls. Conceiving. Is this a mother, Bonita? Bonita.
No, I'm not a mother.
Okay. All right. I was thinking of a Cheech and Chong song. Mexican American don't like to go to work because his boss is an asshole. Okay, I don't know. Bonita, how can I feel you today? Listen to you today. What are you working on today? Thank you for calling.
I love it. No, thank you for taking my call. I have a few questions, I guess, but how do I even say it? I feel like sorry. Tongue-tied about what question to ask in the whole big realm of conceiving consciously, and I feel like there's just energy around me that is calling me in some way, and being on this health journey and consciousness journey and learning and all about that, and I feel like these souls that are coming in over the time, that just high consciousness, obviously, you know that, and they require high conscious vessels to come in. Is this the same as what's going to happen coming forward and maybe happening now, is the same as what light conception was years ago? I think that's maybe the first question I have.
That is outstanding observation. All right, now, root cause analysis. What's our hiccup? What do you suppose our hiccup is?
Many hiccups. Pharmaceuticals, food. Yeah.
The primary one Ra and I would agree on is that we are, I'll be careful with the words, I suppose, but spiritually immature picking our mates. So because we use lust for our decision making as a standard, as a generic, and so we don't necessarily understand procreation from a spirit's point of view. So as an example, if we all found our 20s and or higher consciousness partner and then procreated, this would go very fast. So that is primarily how we develop societies, environments, everywhere from animal life to mammal life. So if we would understand our heart center first before we took a mate, that would solve a tremendous amount of that would increase our opportunities for sure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, that's fantastic. And so what is happening then, I guess another question is, what is happening with, because I've heard you say before in the reincarnation, souls are picking the best of a bad bunch. Is that always what's happening when we're seeing people that are able to conceive that do not have healthy lifestyles, do not, may have taken, you know, the jab, all of those things, they are the souls vibrating at the same level of those parents, and that's what's coming in. And so if we've got high conscious parents that are picking each other through pure love versus lust, having a lifestyle that is more aware, are there different frequencies that come into these different parents?
Yeah, can happen that way. So the way in which we're contracting with each other is another way to disregard the relationship with the light. So if you're in a contract with someone, and you, it's not easy to get out of that contract if you're married. And by the way, you got to share everything you developed with each other. Animosity is installed. But look at how many people in their middle ages, we'll call it, do find enlightenment and realize they're not with their highest excitement partner, are they?
Yeah.
And so that is one tool that I feel is very valuable, is one parent goes one way, the other parent goes the other way, and one usually understands why and the other one doesn't, because you're supposed to stay married forever and ever. Well, turns out that we picked our partner under the premise of karmic relationships in most cases. There was something sparky about this person, and I went to school with them, and I just always think about them all the time. Most of the karmic relationships are one of the tools to slow down the conscious collective finding their true partners.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. See that a lot.
Okay. You have another question?
Yeah. Just to let you know, my project's going well. We spoke a while ago now, but the learning hubs and community stuff is going really well. It's coming along.
Thank you. Thank you. The people that are accompanying me today will want to know more about that in the future. And I thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your call. All right. Kelly from Florida, I believe, is online. 5 questions about reaching the Christians. Kelly from Florida, please.
Hey, Q. Hey.
That is not the name of the game. It's High Q.
Hi, cute. No, you're a juice box.
What do you want to play with today, Kelly?
Hey, well, you know, I haven't talked to you for 2 years. And I didn't want to talk to you again until I had more of me in me. And I feel like I do have that now, because I think I was a total clone when I talked to you before. So anyhow, I had been working on myself quite a bit, and had a lot of classes with Lucia, a lot of learning. I know who I am. And when you were talking to Sunshine last week, towards the end of it, it was like the very end of the conversation was, you know, how do we reach the Christians? And that made my heart leap. And I guess I've known it all along that I feel like that's what I'm here for. And, you know, you pick your parents. And so I think I knew that what I was getting into with this Catholicism, you know, to be have this whole, what do you call it? Conditioning and institutionalization and, you know, going through that whole system to fight my way out just so that I can be there for them. And so I feel like that is my passion and that's what I would like to do. I'm not sure how that plays out exactly, but I know that I fought my way out. And I just want to be able to help them find themselves. So I'm not sure how it all goes down, though. You know, I don't know exactly how that's going to play out.
Well, so you have a desire. Your inspiration is in regarding to collaboration with traditional Christians. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yeah. I want them. You taught me. I know who I am. I know I'm God, and you know I want to be able to do that for them. I want to be able to help teach them. You know, I know the church is coming down. And, you know, I know what I went through with Lucia, and it was hard because when you're a Christian, or at least a Catholic, you live in a bubble. And even the terminology of being in one of Lucia's classes, like, you know, come into my space and, you know, opening up yourself to the space within yourself and going within and all this meditation stuff, it was pretty hard. And I feel like, I just feel like where I would excel in helping would be, I do have a gift of simplifying it a little bit for people that don't have that background, to be able to bring them along and help them, you know who they are.
Right. So what would be the solution?
What would be the solution? Well, I think one way, at least the way I wanted it to go down, because when I first started to waken up and I knew about the Catholic Church and I knew about the children and all the money that they had, I did confront a priest. And I locked him in the sanctuary and I took the deacon in there also and confronted him. And he did tell me, he did know, and that was back in 2020. He knew some of the truth anyway. He knew about all the money being under the Vatican and what have you. And so it just seems like to me, I don't know what your big plan is, but it just seems like, you know, that does need to come out. And it seems like they need to be the ones to tell the church. I mean, they have a perfect system that enslaves us, you know, through the church. And so it seems like that would be a good way to...
Can I hold you there for a second?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so there are several militaries around the world, government agencies, etc. They have what you've heard me say many times, a conscious gateway. So as you've heard me say, and my apologies for everybody who's hearing a lot of repeat information today. They got a lot of new people coming in. It's very exciting. And I'll never get tired of being some sort of support. Anyway, when you have a conscious gateway and they've had it for a long time and you can see all of it, you can't bust them for a lot of different reasons. You can't, because you become a professional propagandist and that's their best defense. They have a very fancy house. They have a very fancy book. They have people in robes. And so let's just use the military as an example. What if the military shows up and arrests the Pope? How's that going to go over? So everything's being done behind the scenes for that's one example, because first of all, you have to prove who's doing what and who's accountable. And so when you have organized crime like this at this level, the collusion is so well sliced into pieces, you can't attach each other to prove the collusion. And you have unbelievable propaganda machines that we're all holding in our hands right now. And so this has taken a very long time. In fact, 2,000 years, 4,000 years, 6,000 years. These are all the same individuals here. They just got different outfits on now. And so I ask again, is everybody got blinders on? Is my ask. Does everybody, so when you go into a church, it's just too much for them to stomach, isn't it?
It is. They can't hear the bad, because I did try to wake them up, and they can't even see it. I mean,
they can't see the duping is that tremendous. They are sold hook, line, and sinker, aren't they? Just be a good person and be a good person and love and light, by the way.
Yeah.
And it just works better and better every year, because it's just such a good duping. It just is very good. So my suggestion is, the more we're around people in collaboration, associated with churches, they get your light, whether they want it or not. Just you breathing next to them, they'll get something from you. How come you don't go to church with us, neighbor? Well, because I found my own inner peace. And it's a really cool religion about me, or a lot of other things you could do there.
Okay, I got you. Being the lighthouse, I do understand that.
That's right. Just by being around them is good enough, I assure you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I got one that's really interesting. Let's see. Let's do line three, please, BBS Radio. Arrest in regards to signing Anna Homestead for Florida. And this is Robin from Michigan. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. So
hello.
I had...
Tell me about this.
Okay, I had someone reach out to me, and I get to help another being, and I'm going to be speaking on behalf of their situation. 2 years ago, this person signed a witness for a homesteading, and I think they were part of the David Strait, you know, the sovereignty program at that time. And
yep.
As a witness, this person was arrested and had to spend the night in jail, and she was charged with three charges of fraud and obstruction. And the question for you is that they want to pick up where they left off when this is all over with, because they're not allowed to talk to anyone until after January of 2025. And this is in Okaloosa County, Florida.
Yep.
And
okay. I'm aware of this.
When they are able to come forth, are they going to have to go through some more problems with this? With these authorities that are in charge?
Okay, so tell me, do you mind if I ask a couple questions?
Sure. Hopefully I can answer.
Okay, remind me who wrote up the charges.
I'm looking at it on the website, and it looks like the article is by Fink Austin Joseph, 10/17 of 2022. And let me go back to the article. It looks like, I'm not seeing, it says Okaloosa County mugshot. Oh, sorry about that. It's not giving me any information. I didn't get all the information because I got the call at the last minute. But
no, let's be careful with news articles, first of all. And
right.
Yeah, and attempts to get us scared. So
right.
So being a witness to a posting of a sign is not fraud.
Well, this person went through quite a bit, and it cost this person
okay.
a lot of money.
I didn't say they didn't go through something. I'm saying somebody's playing some games here. Now,
exactly.
Okay, so the sheriff arrested this person in this county. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the sheriff is the only one that swears an oath to the United States Constitution in most cases, in most states, most counties, excuse me.
Correct.
So is there a bigger story here, or are we having some games being played with us?
This person will soon be able to come forward and start the project through the homesteading program. And I do believe they're a little concerned about when they do it, are they going to go through the same repercussions. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I have your contact information. Is it okay to call you offline about this? I'd like to hear more about this.
Absolutely. Yes, okay, absolutely. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, thank you for your call. That's amazing information. Thank you for your call. BBS Radio, going to line 4, Aisha from Australia. Questions about problems in Australia. Please tell me I said it right, Aisha.
You have said it right. It's Aisha.
Thank you so much for calling in and giving me updates on our little island down there.
So some news reached me in the last few weeks about some pretty heavy-handed police action. I heard of someone being put in jail for treason. So what can we do as individuals? What can we do to help this situation to turn it around into something positive?
The first thing that really concerned me about educating Australia was all the airports are privately owned, and the same owners own the airline companies. But you can't tell because they make boards and directors, you know their game. So corporations can hide in compartments. So it's tough, and the mechanical system to control you guys is working very well, which is propaganda. There's nothing's all that bad. Everybody's making money. Everyone's doing pretty well down there. There's no homeless. And take your shots. Getting organized is my suggestion. I worked very hard for years physically there. And I feel the number one tool against the Australian people is you just barely get organized and they split you up. So whether it's a homeschool group or a spiritual gathering, they're keeping you in pockets. And that's why you only have 25 million people there. They're not letting people in and they're not letting people out. The individuals that listen to this show are very aware of it. It's tricky to the interior of Australia is very, very well organized and aligned. And that's why nobody lives out there, because the bad guys do live out there. And it's easier to control the coasts because they make it very difficult for you to move and develop land. Areas there and housing and so forth, and you have to stay close to the job, et cetera, et cetera. So my suggestion, based on my experience and the past experiences there, is right or wrong, getting organized off these machines in physicality, at the beach, wherever you need to go, but they're splitting up once you guys get organized, is my opinion right now.
Yeah, that's what I've seen in the last couple of weeks, actually. Exactly that. Heavy-handed tactics, unnecessary tactics, and come out of nowhere. Okay, so
I can tell you,
connecting with other people.
I can tell you, I did a radio show in Brisbane regarding COVID being a constructed disease, and that was 2 years ago. And I immediately was given death threats. And maybe I've said that before. And Brisbane is very well, they've done a very good cloning system there that installs from birth a mind control. So it's not that the person born has mind control, it's they can flip the barcode on the clones and get them to march in the order they want them to. Notice there's a very large race of people that are not originally from Australia in Brisbane.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
All in the whole country.
So, yep. And so one of the clone factories is in that country. So I'll keep that to our chest here. But that's why their population went through the roof. That this was a constructed program to get more clones in civilization the way they want them to. And by the way, they pass every test at college because they've got all the barcodes installed.
Yes.
Thank you for your call. It was an amazing call. Please keep calling me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm going to believe I already did Kelly. So Susan from New York. Line six, difference between a personal ascension and a collective ascension. Susan, are you there? Susan. Oh, Suzanne. Are you there from New York? Suzanne, line six. Maybe not. Okay, trying again. Susan from New York on line six. How are we doing today? She's working hard. Susan's working hard to talk to us. Love the New York stories because it's like one of the best places to see diversity, I would say, and legacy attempt at bringing us down. Susan, are you there? All right, I'll keep moving on. Going once, twice. All right, sorry, Susan, we're going to go to another caller. Thank you so much. Sharon from Texas, line one. Questions about omnipresence as a tool used to heal. Is this Sharon, my flight instructor?
Yes. Hi, Q. Yes, hi. I'm getting new jobs each time I call in.
Yes, and
what's
going on, Sharon?
Okay, I'm doing a lot of work in the omnipresence realm, and I'm finding my voice in people, and I actually have a wonderful question to ask you about that, but you have my interest perked up with the current events because, I mean, I'm out in the country and I don't have a TV. I follow For the People, Space, and you, so, but it's too quiet. And so would you like to share with us something that could help us prepare or know some truth?
Yeah, so I do my best. Thank you very much for that question. I do my best to not get belief systems installed into this large of base of people listening. Everyone's eager to know the future, get ahead of it, prepare, etc. And I feel we're already have the capability to be perfectly in peace, as you heard the previous callers who work with Lucia, as you have, and so forth. So we're endlessly the problem reacting to situations. But I will give you what this looks like down the road. I won't give you the dates, and I never will give you dates. But eventually, the knowledge that we all get collectively catches up so fast that you won't have a choice. You'll get sick. So you can't hang out with your legacy buddies anymore because they don't understand the word omnipresent, let alone that there's nothing behind them before they turned around. So that knowledge will come into you as a collective so much grander than you can actually measure. And that's why you're seeing so much drama on your machines. Because if you, like you're practicing, what if you just pretend it doesn't exist, put your head in the sand, isn't a bad idea. Because we're the ones creating the drama in our lives. We're the ones making these realities with horsepower. We're giving it, we're installing these belief systems into a population. We're talking trash about the last politician we didn't agree with. And I can capitalize, if I'm a bad guy, I can capitalize on that in the ascension cycle, because I can get you dancing and looking at other things. We need to save the planet. We all spent a lot of time arguing about where would be our best, not arguing per se, but where's our best fit creating timelines that marry with that knowledge. And that's why the homesteading is starting to grow so exponentially, because now I can get you in peace if I can get you alone on your property. So in that example, forgive me if I didn't answer your question.
Oh, no, that's beautiful. I mean, you mentioned current events at the beginning, and, you know, I don't like to put my head in the sand, kind of, but I mean, I really resonated with Aloha last week. I'm sure everybody did. She's so beautiful. And, but I just feel like totally in love. So with you and with Bra and with, you know, when you're really in love, like nothing else matters.
Yeah. So, once you're holding that space for yourself and then going out and examining.
Yeah.
My encouragement is to examine and just delete it. What you don't prefer, what you don't believe in, what isn't true knowledge to you. So that's my opinion of your omnipresence, because you're able to see so much more knowledge now. And that's why the propaganda increases at the end of the ascension cycle, is because you can smell when something stinks now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, can I follow up with a little addition on the omnipresence topic?
Ooh. Go ahead.
Okay, so
please.
I'm finding my voice. You know, as a musician, I'm finding my voice in other people. And actually, when I sing with you, because you asked us to record you, I mean, it's just one voice. And same with my granddaughter. So we're family. I can see that we all line up, and it just all resonates beautifully. But you made a comment a couple weeks ago, actually in May, you said omnipresence is a wonderful tool to feel what we call love. So could you explain that a little bit?
Well, we've utilized, we've run the course of the English language. It would be what I'm doing my best to explain, is that state of being when you're in perfect peace, where there's no emotions, there's no thoughts, is what I'm doing my best to explain that has no word for it. So Okay. Are we able to, so if I'm asked a question, I don't necessarily have an opinion, but I can go into my heart center and retrieve the information from all of us. And we all have this ability. That's what I'm doing my best to explain, omnipresence.
Okay. Okay. It's fun and it is healing. And it just feels like I'm loved when I hear music that I may have participated in. So it made sense to me, but I couldn't quite verbalize it. So thank you.
Yeah. The harmonics and the frequencies are okay words too. So if we're all living at the same time for the last 2,000 years, then the odds of you not being a musician are slim to none. You know, you're a magician at recognizing it and understanding it, and and it is really fulfilling, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's beautiful. I would love for you to teach us a hymn that we sang with you like 2,000 years ago. Maybe some other time.
Yeah, I do have a lot of them, and one of the reasons that our machines are designed this way is so that our frequency bands won't be as strong as when we had the older stereos. So if we would get old stereos again, the ascension cycle would increase.
Interesting. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful to speak
Thank
with
you for your call. Thank you for your call.
Thank you for your call.
Let's see if we, CBS, let's see if line six made it back. Susan from New York, difference between a personal ascension and a collective ascension. Okay, no problem. So the last caller is really fun for me because she is mentioned on the air, so I'll give you a hint. She works for a very large college. And so the first caller today is, how do I take on the church? I think we should start a college about this. Anyway, I've always felt, I won't say the gentleman's name, the gentleman that taught propaganda out of, I believe it's New York State. I think it's University of New York. Let's see. Anyway, I'll bludgeon that. I believe he was laid off for teaching that. Forgive me for not remembering the name, but that's proof that the colleges are there for revenue, not heart center, in that example at least. And so I would encourage us to bend the education belt a little bit harder, is my opinion there. And so, all right, now, Suzanne from New York, are you on line six?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Q?
Yes, Suzanne.
Yay. How are you tonight?
Super awesome. Awesomeness. And you?
I'm so good to be. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm starting to feel funny. I keep getting cut off. So I'm happy to connect with you.
Connection lost. Connection lost.
Are we still there? Are we still connected?
Always.
Always connected. Can you hear me, Q?
We are. I can hear you.
Oh, yay. I wonder how you're feeling with everything happening. Are you and Mermaid so excited listening to everyone today and last week? I just feel you must be so happy seeing us all develop.
It's beautiful, of course. Of course, you would say that. We've come a long ways in 4 years. Long ways.
Yeah.
And, arguably I started this in 2015, I'd say, and really was asked, where are you going to start when there's so much to work on? And now look at us. Look at how brave we've been to look inside ourselves and say, hey, there's got to be something a little more to me than just 9 to 5 and paying the mortgage, etc. So it's just the level of knowledge and questions that are coming through is truth. The ascension cycle is here, is it not?
Yes, it is.
We are duplicating 2,000 years ago right now, all over again.
Wow, there's such an awesomeness to that, like an awe. It's what people have described as well. There's such an awe and such love. How can we ever love you both as much as you have loved us?
Looks like I'm sticking around a while, huh?
Yay. please stay with us. It's just so fun. It is so fun.
What is your question is curious. I'm very curious about ascension and a collective ascension. What's the difference between a personal ascension and a collective? How are you examining that? What does that mean to you?
Well, I shared my experience on the beach with the dolphin, and I have had a sustained state of neutrality and peace and joy consistently, except for maybe 2 hours. And so it feels like a personal ascension for myself. But at the same time, I remember you sharing that there's maybe fireworks around the ascension. So I have a sense like we're waiting for some moment. So is there also a moment when we all do it together?
Yes, great question. So you being an individual with the collective is what's making the ascension cycle half horsepower, so to speak. Now try this one on. Try this one on. What if we could measure personal ascension on the entire planet? Now, if you could measure, if you could measure personal ascension on the entire planet, you would see that 75% of the people that are not reaching your level don't exist anymore. Try that one on.
I felt that you said on the day of the election. I went for a long walk in the woods, and the peace was so deep, it felt almost eerie, and I wondered, am I going to see anyone when I come out of the woods? Is that what you're referencing in a sense?
Right, right. So more and more, that separation is growing and growing and growing because of your choices, because you won't go down to that level. You won't open the mailbox, whatever it is that is conceived to you as a darker or lower frequency, a lower dimension, whatever you like. You know, I'm flip about a driver's license. I actually do have a driver's license, but it's expired. So I did fib a little bit. But what I'm saying is I just don't want to play this game anymore about lower frequency choices that don't feel good when you make them, is what I'm doing my best to explain on personal ascension. As a collective ascension, the individuals you now participate with, you'll all grow faster and faster and faster and faster because you are making choices that are in alignment, like calling me because you prefer to speak with someone who walks your talk and or is similar to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. Thank you. So excited.
Imagine if we had a million Susans.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what we're going for.
Going
for a million Jesus this time.
I love it. We're going to do it. We're doing it.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, just real quick, I added one. You asked about current events. So I was curious, with Donald Trump, you know, the whole election happening publicly and the Republic being reset, does that eliminate all the fraud that was set up prior? Is it almost like a wiping off the table and we're starting over? So how does that work into, what does that look like, I guess, is what I'm asking.
So the short version is when we sit in these meetings a long time ago, that was part of the dialogue, is how are we going to get this volume of people, this caught up this fast? How are we going to do it? So we all have to start in silos. So the political silo, my silo, you know, you can look all over the world now, people broadcasting what they feel consciousness is. All of it catches up. And what's being catches up in one degree or another, positive, negative, etc. Well, that value that we can measure with there is on these machines, unfortunately. So you can see what people are able to digest. You're able to see when you have conscious gateways, you can see what's mirroring from their actual consciousness compared to what they're doing when they read and think. So the very short version to your, take a very long time to explain it, but we're now seeing the results play out now. Now, to what degree, we could argue globally, but you can see now who's fighting back too. You can see who's obstructing us. Look at Australia. We can see how much of their consciousness is being governed, and then pick the next decision on how to help and support and assist.
Wow. Incredible.
When starting this, it did appear to be overwhelming to many people and a lot of individuals in very interesting places around the world said, just follow the rules and get on board. And My position has been, I want to take the tablecloth off and I won't participate with any agenda whatsoever until the tablecloth is off. And I'm not taking any paychecks. I'm not going to be aligned with any organization that has an organization alignment. I want no rank and file. That's an example of what and where we all play in silos. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I just felt power and chills as you were saying that. Just to let the model you have been for us and how you have put this in the universe for us to pick up is just, it's just wow. It's thank you. It's just been searching for this my whole life, and it's just a thrill to witness and be a part of this.
Well, we are here. I guarantee you we are here, and we can do a lot now, a lot.
Yeah, it feels it. Fun. You do. I love you so much. Please.
My love to you. My love to you. Thank you for the call. I'll move on to the next call, BBS.
Yep.
But I don't see one. Thank you so much, Susan. The opportunity that Susan is explaining, that she got to see it happen for herself and goes, wow, this is really working. This is really working. All right, let's move around here a little bit. I might have connection problems there, BBS, but I've got a line four, Kristen from Las Vegas on line four. Question about the verbiage used on the declaration of land patent. Go ahead, Christine from Nevada.
Yes, I got in. Can you hear me?
Da 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 da! I can hear you.
Hi. Okay, first, happy belated birthday, Q, and hello, everybody on the Q team. I have a question on the declaration of land grant patent. Okay, on the second page, actually on the first page, right below the description, land description, the paragraph underneath says the above land description is accepting, spelled with an EX. The following sentence says the same thing. However, if you go to the second page, it's accepting with the ACC, ETTING.
Okay.
So which one, that was a little confusing.
Which BLM was that out of?
BLM? This is your steps to take.
Okay, let me get up to speed here real quick. You might have caught me on something here. Let's see. I have to get that file open one more time. All right, say it one more time.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so on the example of the declaration of the forever benefit acceptance.
Yep.
On page one, beneath the land description, it says the above land description is accepting any public contracts. But the accepting is spelled EX. CEPTING. The second sentence says the same thing.
Yep, I can answer that. I'll answer it on the next Homestead show, though. How about that?
Okay,
because that one's going to take a little while. Thank you for your question. Do you have any other questions?
No, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I do want to share just a few websites maybe that could help people, because I was listening to the Homestead. And people had some, they didn't know where to find their description, and I just wanted to share that. Typically, it's on the deed, on the grant deed, or on the title prelim of their property. So all they have to do is just kind of look through their title prelim on Exhibit B. And then I wanted to share a website, too, if they wanted to find their
Go for it.
Huh?
Please, go ahead.
Oh, it's www.arcgis.com. That's how I was able to find town section ranges. And in Clark County, it's kind of cool because, I started calling local land surveyors, and they helped me navigate and find. Because I was looking at it in Clark County and also in California, because that's where I really want to go. but in Clark County, you can kind of click on your plat map. There's a hyperlink, and it'll share with you the land description. However, like in California, they don't have the description. It's kind of weird. But, you know, they just have the lot, basically. But that's why I wanted to share this website, because that could help people find their description.
Yeah, and it's a little, I always thought that was redundant information, but maybe you're right. Maybe people have never really looked at their title report and understand chain of title. So maybe we should do a separate education seminar on that alone. But that you have it right for mm-hmm. me.
And one more thing I found is, I don't know if this would suffice, but I found a website called Patch.com, and you can post for free in the classified announcement page. So I, in addition, just to be safe, I just posted a picture of, I took a picture of my public notice and I posted it on there, and it does date the day that you posted it online. I just found my state and posted it on there. Just wanted to share that.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much for your call. BBS, I'm gonna go take a run here. Thanks a lot for listening, everyone. Cutting it a little short today. My love to all of you. My love to all of you. My love to all of you. And we'll see you again next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.